now I have to find that.
Yeah, I know.
I'm going to have to find it and make it.
You need to find that video.
I'm going
to
find it.
That's going to be a post. We're talking about the cat meme where the cat's like playing the piano. It's like, and then both the hands, just like that with the piano, the synthesizer for the Power Rangers intro. Anyway, welcome to the Power is On. It's a Power Ranger podcast. I'm Tom.
I'm Mitch.
And here we go. What is this, episode 29?
Technically three. Yeah. Yeah.
Not counting us recycling stuff from our other show.
Yeah, we used it because it applied, but yeah. This will be our episode three.
Mm-hmm.
Our social media is The Power is on Facebook. And then on X, Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok, it's The Power is On Pod.
Yeah! It's morphin' time.
I've added the YouTube and TikTok to it. So.
Nice. Our secret podcast about Power Rangers.
But in this episode, we're going to talk about season one of Mighty Morphin Power Rangers.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, like I said, season one, so when Zed shows up, that'll be season two. So just focus on the first season, the conceptual entity of Mighty Morphin Power Rangers.
Bam, 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 bam.
Now, the best is
the putty noises. It's just a bunch of this is their finger. The putty. Rangers.
Well, Power Rangers started on August 28th, 1993, had 60 episodes for season one.
I was several months old.
And it ends on May 22nd of 1994. So in those 60 episodes, a lot happens.
It's a lot of episodes.
But it starts off on Day of the Dumpster, where you have like the...
after 10,000 years, I'm free! Time to conquer Earth!
Yeah, the astronauts
Alpha,
released.
Reed has escaped.
But, you know, Zordon, Alpha, they choose their Rangers.
It's five like, teenagers with attitude.
Yeah, and then, which, you know, they do a good job of, like, the Rangers not knowing what they're getting into. Like, they come out there and they're like, oh, God, the buddies!
Oh, God, oh, no!
But what I find funny is, like, they show up, they're given these morphers, and they're like, nah, we're out of here. And they go to walk out and leave, like, just in the middle of the desert somewhere. Mm-hmm.
It's like, all right, what do we got to do?
But as they leave, Rito's like, oh, look, Zordon found people. So she sends putties down to fight them anyways.
Mm-hmm.
And that's when they kind of get beat up, and then they morph for the first time.
Then they beat the crap out of the putties, and it's just like they're reoccurring. Because the putties never win.
No. Well, except for the super putties. The super putties.
Mm-hmm.
They later on.
Super putty.
But they do a good job. In the very first episode, something that was like just skimmed over, that when they take on the powers of the Power Rangers, they already are proficient with their weapons and their swords because it's like ingrained into the, when they get the power, it's ingrained in their mind on how to do it, which is something they kind of brush past, but it's kind of
interesting. It's like, I already know what to do.
Yeah.
And they're just like working the swords and like the power crystals. It's just like, you know,
yeah, there's a line between Billy and Trini where they're talking and basically they reveal like, oh, well the powers gave them the knowledge on how to use the stuff, which is something that is used through every season from there on. Because the people just automatically know how to use their weapons and swords.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we're going to kind of skim through not every single episode here, but the main key parts where you see that Billy really gets several focus episodes in those first, like, 16 episodes before Tommy shows up.
Yeah.
He gets several focus ones where, like, you know, he's fighting Eye Guy, Madame Woe.
Because he's kind of like, I don't want to say, like, the weakest link.
At the time, yeah, he pretty much is.
He wasn't the most proficient fighter.
Right.
He wasn't the most coordinated one.
But he knew how to do all the technology.
Makes you important.
And surprisingly, in those first 16 episodes, there was like several notable monsters that I forgot were there before Tommy ever showed up.
And this is when Goldar was intimidating.
Yeah.
Before he just became a nonsense person.
Well, yeah, this whole first season, he was like the, you know, he was a force to be reckoned with.
Because he goes toe-to-toe with Jason.
Yeah.
I think doesn't he beat Jason? The first time?
Well, in those first 16 episodes, you have King Sphinx, that episode. You have Pudgy Pig.
Pudgy Pig!
Where he's, like, trying to eat the entire...
He's going
to
eat the world's food supply in 48 hours and cause massive starvation.
But you have Eye Guy, you have Nasty Knight, and Madame Woe, which kind of neat little thing that they kind of reveal in the episode. But Nasty Knight was, like... I didn't think about it, but... Finster, when he makes these monsters, they're being brought back like they've existed before. Because he actually is the one that, Nasty Knight, is the one that stole the Sword of Darkness from Zordon originally. Mm. He stole it from one of the Zordon's like warriors or whatever in the past. And so that's how Rito came in possession of the Sword of Darkness. But just a little interesting fact there.
Little factoids for you.
But yeah, after the first 16 episodes where it's just the five of them, mm-hmm. that's when you get into the green with evil.
Which is like the best parts.
Yeah. It's a good series. But the Green with Evil, it was a 5-part kind of a mini series.
It was 5 or 6 episodes of watching Tommy give them the business.
Well, it starts on October 4th and ends on October 8th. So it was just in 1 week they had the entire thing in 1993. And the first episode is where Rita kidnaps Tommy and she tears up he tears up the command center. So that's like the first time like the Rangers were on their own after their first getting the powers and all that stuff. Which it's revealed that, Kami can get in because he has a power coin and all this other stuff. Which I thought was pretty cool. When Tommy gets kidnapped, he has to fight the putties in the alleyway before he gets zapped by Rita, taken away. Episode 2, Rita has Tommy earn the Sword of Darkness by beating the putties again.
Beat him up again. Okay. Yeah, here's the sword. You did it. Congrats. You're level 2.
And that's also where Jason gets captured, and he ends up having to have his unmorphed fight with Goldar, where he's in the dark dimension. Do you remember he's in the smoke and or the fog?
Yeah,
and Goldar's walking around stabbing the ground. I thought that was pretty cool.
That was some 80s music video looking crap.
But it was neat that he's in this dark dimension. He has no powers because Zordon has his mor- or not Zordon, Goldar has his morpher. So he's just kind of stuck there. What's he supposed to do? He's just there.
But Jason, out of all the Rangers you could have taken, Jason was the most hand-to-hand proficient person without the power.
Well, yeah, I mean, even without the powers, he put up a fight against Goldar. Now, granted, he couldn't win with no powers, but he put up a fight. Then at the same time, when Jason's captured, that's when the other Rangers have to fight Tommy after he gets the Sword of Darkness, and he wipes the floor with
them. No, like I said, it's just 5 episodes of Tommy just beating the shit out of him.
Well, he has the whole thing where he stabs the ground and shoots this earthquake kind of thing at him and stuff like that. It's pretty cool. Then episode 3, you have Scorpina, her first appearance when she's summoned by she's summoned by Rita. Jason continues to be confronted by Goldar in the dark dimension, and then Tommy basically arrives. Goldar leaves. Now Jason has to fight Tommy while he's unmorphed. While he's fighting Tommy is when the other Rangers are able to figure out how to teleport him out, and then Tommy basically gets blamed for him escaping. Any input on that?
No, I'm just trying to remember it all because it's just so much.
Tom, you're supposed to research these things.
60 episodes. You know what I've been doing the last 2 weeks.
Tom, it doesn't work if it's just me.
I'm trying to balance my personal life, work, this, the other podcast.
Your personal life doesn't matter. This is what matters.
Just go watch Power Rangers.
Episode 4.
Because isn't this like when they go to fight Tommy and they're like, oh, we're going to Megazord and just fight this guy. And then Tommy comes in full size.
Well, that's what.
And they're just like, ooh.
Well, the Rangers confront Scorpina and Goldar as they're rampaging through the city. And then Goldar grabs the bus that has Bulk and Skull in it. And basically it forces the Rangers to summon the Zord during the eclipse when it has no power.
Yeah.
Because, the Zord's solar powered.
That's a bad design flaw.
But then basically this is when the Green Ranger breaks into the command center and he gets caught. But then he eventually gets teleported out by Rita and grown giant. And that's basically when he has to fight, or the Megazord has to fight him, Goldar, Scorpina, and Tommy all at the same
time.
That's
not even.
During the eclipse.
Don't they destroy the Zord?
Or
it falls in the lava or something?
Yeah, they thought the Zords were destroyed. And then at the
they're just getting lava powered.
Yeah. They say all the Zords fall into the earth.
And they're yeah.
And at the very end of this episode is when they look at the viewing globe and find out that Tommy's the Green Ranger.
And then seeing him at school and he's like,
yeah,
with the green eyes and the, and he's like, oh.
And episode 5 is where Kim kind of confronts him at the juice bar because he's standing there, still there just working out.
Yeah, he's just
and he has
Green Ranger kill Power Rangers.
Just a little eye flash of green.
And he's like, get away from me, bitch.
And it really, I was surprised in episode 5 is where I thought it was sooner, but that he doesn't get the Dragonzord until episode 5.
Which is like the coolest thing.
Yeah. He's given the Dragonzord and he summons it and it comes stalking through and tearing up the city.
I need Dragonzord power!
The best Megazord summon. Or probably, well, yeah, it is number one. The Thunderzords are number two.
At the same time, Alpha is actually able to get Zordon back, like, through science.
Magic. Science!
Science. And then Zordon helps the Zords reemerge from their slumber.
Their lava power-up.
Then you have the Megazord versus Dragonzord fight, where Megazord actually beats Dragonzord, like, right off the bat. I was surprised.
Yeah, because, like, the Dragonzord had been given the business. Because I thought the Dragonzord beat them. Their Megazord the first time.
I don't remember it doing it.
It was taking him out.
I don't think so.
Because isn't this all happening while Tommy and Jason fight?
Well, no. They fight with the Dragonzord, and then the Dragonzord goes down, and then because Tommy's over to the side, like, you know, commanding it. Mm-hmm. Well, then Jason's like, well, I'm going to come down. And then that's when the two of them fight.
And then Jason destroys the Sword of Darkness.
Yeah.
And breaks Rita's hold on Tommy.
Right.
Because he demorphs.
Which is really cool. Like, you get to see them fight, and you get to see, like, other powers that you didn't realize Tommy had that he never shows again.
Because there's another monster happening at the same time.
Not in this part.
You sure?
I'm sure. I wrote this down.
Because isn't this, like... Because it's like when they bring Tommy into the fold after this fight. He summons the Dragonzord, and then they go into the Dragonzord in warrior mode.
Well, yeah, they just showed that it can do all that.
I thought they fought it, somebody.
I don't think so.
I could have sworn they did.
I don't think so.
Sure?
I'm pretty sure.
Positive?
No. No, not positive, but I'm pretty sure.
Where can I find Mighty Morphin Power Rangers on streaming?
Plex.
On Plex. We're going to get to the bottom of this.
Or you can watch it on YouTube. They actually have all the earlier seasons.
Because I've seen the YouTube video 1,000 times.
Oh.
And, like, the Dragonzord immediately, like, it goes into, like, I give you the Dragonzord in warrior mode. Yeah. And then they go to fight whoever the monster is.
I think they just demonstrated right there.
And then the Dragonzord in warrior mode fucks up whoever that monster is.
But, anyways, this is episode 17, 18, 19, 20, and 21.
Mm-hmm.
And the next couple episodes, to me, kind of like hit and miss. It's when you get to episode 26 that I really remember, when they have the gung-ho episode where Jason and Tommy have to go and get, like, the special like gun things that destroy the super putties. They have to fight Titanus. You remember that?
Yeah.
They have to get up the hill, and Tommy gives Jason his shield. And
he gives him the dragon shield.
Jason gives Tommy his sword.
And then everybody's like, oh, he can do that. And then it's like, oh, man, Jason looks cool. But then there's when Zach gets the dragon shield.
Yeah, that's
later
on.
Like the Black Ranger uniform with the dragon shield was like, yeah. Chef's kiss. That was like, they looked at that and went, the gold Zio Ranger. That's, we're on to something. Black and gold, write that down.
Yep.
Yeah, black and gold, write it down. Write it down. Science!
But, Jason's running up the hill, and he's getting shot by Titanus. He just bounces off. Mm-hmm. And then Tommy uses, like, the sword and his dagger to shoot back at him, which always confused me. They're like, at the end, like, oh, Titanus was really on your team the whole time. He was just testing you. So.
It's like face palm. It's like, ah!
Zordon, we're in the middle of trying to get these weapons to help fight off these other things.
We don't have time for this, like, for tryouts.
But then at the end of this episode's where they have, like, the ninja battle, where, like, there's a ring, and Bulk and Skull are managing these two ninjas. And there's, like, it's like a tournament
Bulk
kind
and
of
Skull.
Thing.
I, you know what? They had the best music out of everybody.
Oh, the goofy.
Yeah. Like, whatever, like, you know it as soon as you hear it. There's nothing else that ever sounded close.
Yeah.
You hear that sound, and it's like, Bulk and Skull. Everybody is like, Bulk and Skull.
But in this part, they had the kind of cool, fight where they
need that for the.
Well, I'll find it.
For our sound effects.
But they're like in a boxing ring where they're doing hand to hand fights. Mm-hmm. Jason and a ninja, and then they switch out. It's Tommy and the other ninja, and then they have like the what they call bow staff, but it's like the gladiator, American gladiator kind of like staff
with the
thing.
Big pads.
Yeah, they fight with those
beating the crap out of each other.
Jason and another guy, and then they have Tommy and a ninja fighting with kendo sticks, and then it's duel. Like two-on-two kendo sticks with Tommy and Jason versus the two ninjas. And it's pretty cool, like little choreographed fight.
I mean, Power Rangers is really cool, but once Tommy came in.
Oh, yeah.
And it became six.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, even, like, when, like, Jason, like, sways Tommy to, like, join the Power Rangers. Mm-hmm. And, like, Alpha's like, the prophecy. It's like the sixth Ranger's back. It's like.
The prophecy.
The prophecy has been fulfilled.
But, yeah, then again, it kind of goes on a little hiatus of, you know, episodes that are hit and miss where you got some.
Some bullshit.
Some goofy.
There's a lot of goof.
Yeah.
But there's a lot of awesome.
The next great part to me is the episode 34 and 35, which is the Green Candle.
That broke my heart when I was watching it because, like, the Green Ranger was the coolest one. And it's like you flew too close to the sun, well, Icarus.
Rita reveals that the Green Candle, like, slowly takes his powers as long
once
as...
Once the candle burns out, well, that'll be the end of the Green Ranger power forever.
Yeah, and it's
which we know is bullshit.
It's in the dark dimension where... And they end up sending Jason to go and try and retrieve it to stop it. Mm-hmm. And he has to fight Goldar again.
Like what if he grabbed the candle and went...
I don't know. But
just saying.
He does that. He goes in there to fight, but then they actually have to bring him back because, you know, there's some like a monster or something. They needed help to save the city. Mm-hmm. So he had to, you know, give up trying to stop, you know, Tommy's power from being taken.
Mm-hmm.
And Tommy loses his powers. Dum, 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 dum.
Dum, dum. Because it's not until season two he comes back, right?
No, he comes back in this season.
This is really?
Yeah.
So he comes back as the White Ranger.
Yeah. Let's see. I wrote down one of these. Oh, yeah.
Because Tommy was just so popular.
He comes back in episode 50. But the next thing, like they have episode 39 and 40, mm-hmm. which is Doomsday 1 and 2. Like a two-part episode.
Refresh me, because that sounds really familiar.
Doomsday was actually originally supposed to be the...
season finale.
The season finale. But then it was so popular that Saban actually got Toei to make 20 episodes worth of footage that he could use to extend the season. So this was like when Cyclops' Goldar Zord shows up.
Yeah.
And he just wrecks the Megazord and Dragonzord. He like cuts off the Dragonzord's tail. He cuts off Megazord's arm.
Is this when they come in with the Thunderzords?
No, he does this, and while there's also a Lokar shows up,
mm-hmm.
the big guy like head in the space kind of thing with the spiky hair.
I know if I saw it. I know what you're talking about.
But they have the Zord called monster called Cyclopsis.
Mm-hmm.
Or no, sorry, Cyclopsis is the Goldar Zord,
mm-hmm.
which it has a bunch of different powers. Like it's got like the diamond on its head where it
can do like
telekinesis. Mm. But anyways, they do that. They beat it up a little bit, but then he ends up cutting the tail and the arm off.
Mm-hmm.
So they have to retreat. They repair the Zords, and they find out that Cyclops' weakness is like it can't adapt quick enough
mm-hmm.
because that's like its whole strength was it can adapt to whatever Zord was attacking it and mm-hmm. have defenses against it. And they figure out that if you constantly change, you know, it can't keep up. So, like, they would change into, like, the battle mode with the tank turrets on it.
Mm-hmm.
Then it would change into Megazord. And then it changed into Dragonzord with the...
In warrior mode.
Yeah, in the warrior mode. And then
which
it changed
is so up, cool.
Then it changed to Titanus with, like, all the guns. And then they end up destroying
the super
it.
Megazord.
Yeah. Which is how they end up destroying it at the end. Then after that, it goes from episode 40 to 49, which is the next, like, important part, which mm-hmm. is Return of an Old Friend. Where it's basically all the Rangers' families are captured. And they have to turn over their power coins to get their family back. And when they turn over the power coins, surprise, surprise, they don't get their family back. Like they're not giving. Rita won't give them back.
Shocking.
Well, Tommy shows up with you know to an empty like reunion kind of place where because you know, they're all at the juice bar for like I guess family day or something.
Mm-hmm.
And so all the people are gone. Tommy shows up and there's nobody there. Well, then because all the Rangers had to give up their coins, they contact Tommy and. Zordon basically chooses to use his energy to power Tommy so he can try and go get the coins back from Goldar.
And he does.
He shows up, and, like, to me, it's one of the cooler parts where he's getting powered by Zordon. He's fighting Goldar and mm-hmm. fighting the putties. And then all of a sudden, like, Zordon powers him up even more, and he ends up grabbing the coins and getting teleported out. It's pretty cool.
This is what pretty much established Tommy is, like, that guy.
Well, at this point, you find out the force field that he grabbed that electrocuted him and just about made him pass out
mm-hmm.
actually repowered his powers because it was...
The Green Ranger powers?
Yeah. So that's what, like, reinvigorated his powers without Zordon's help.
Mm.
And then the next episode, it kind of ends... The season kind of ends unceremoniously. Like, it's episode 60, and it's The season ends with the oyster monster. I forgot his name.
Well, I thought Tommy comes back as the White Ranger.
No, that's season two.
That's what I was asking earlier.
Yeah, but it's some kind of oyster monster, and the episode revolves around Zach wanting to get pearl earrings for his girlfriend.
Yeah, I remember that nonsense.
But that's just kind
of
how
it is. This is the season where Billy was afraid of the fish.
Yeah, that too.
That was like the weakest shit I ever saw in my life.
He got bit by a fish when he was a kid.
Who gets bit by a fish?
I know.
Like, Billy, come on, man. We got to do better. You're a fucking Power Ranger. Act like it.
But yeah, this it was all aired on Fox Kids.
Yeah, I remember.
And actually, the earliest iteration of Power Rangers was made in 1986. Like, before they actually got made into a show.
Mm-hmm.
It took 8 years before it actually got picked up.
Wow.
So, like, they actually had different suits that they were going to use. But they changed the suits to the newer ones because that's what they wanted to keep up with.
Well, the Mighty Morphin suits were...
Yeah.
Chef's kiss. Awesome.
But, like I talked about earlier, due to the popularity, Saban got like 20 extra episodes that weren't aired.
Because I guess a little bit of backstory. Tommy, or Jason David Frank, had auditioned for Jason. Mm-hmm. Was it Austin St. John?
Yeah.
He had interviewed for Jason. Tommy didn't get it, and he ended up doing VR Troopers?
Yeah, he was going to be in VR Troopers.
Did he get cast in that? Was he in that? Or was he like a bit?
They actually have like a pilot episode with him.
Mm-hmm.
But that was when he was leaving Mighty Morphin.
Mm-hmm.
And then they brought him back to be the White Ranger.
They did the Green Ranger episodes. And they're like, oh, we want you to come in. Like, you're going to play this guy.
That was season two, though.
Stuff, but he was so freaking popular. They were like,
yeah,
all right, well, screw it. He's going to be the White Ranger. He's coming back. Because I remember reading, I watched an interview with Austin St. John. He talks about when he interviewed for the show. And I was like, yeah, we're doing like this kid's show. It's karate. You know, you morph your like superheroes and stuff. And he like didn't really have a job.
Yeah.
He was teaching martial arts. Mm-hmm. And like he goes and like they got like a martial arts guy to like kind of test us. Mm-hmm. And I'm talking to him, you know, about what his disciplines were, what his were. They end up fighting. And the guy told Austin St. John, like, go as fast as you possibly can. Mm-hmm. And he's like, this dude's like ancient. Compared to me, he's like 24 or something. He's fighting this old guy.
Yeah.
He's like, I'm off the floor with this guy. And he goes, thank God I moved and did full speed. Because if I didn't, he was going to knock my head off my shoulders. That guy was booking it. He goes, and they fought whatever like they did in front of like studio executives for casting. Mm-hmm. And like they had like a choreographed bit that they were going to do. And they did it at like Mach 2. And like they're just, you know, karate fighting. And they were just like, he was like right there. They were like, yeah, you're in. You're playing Jason. And he's like, that's how I got the part.
All right. Well, that was kind of like the rundown of how the season went. Uh-huh. But we'll kind of move on to this next part. What was your favorite moment for season one?
Well, I mean, when Tommy joins the Power Rangers.
Episode five of the.
Yeah, because he's depowered Jason, you know, with the Zio Ranger gun. Sword thing.
Zyuranger.
Shoots the Sword of Darkness and it like disintegrates and just explodes or whatever. And it's just like, everything you did was under Rita's control. It's like, will you join us, Tommy? And like they shake hands and like they're watching, you know, Alpha and Zord on her watch. And it's just like the prophecy. It's like the sixth Ranger's ours.
And you know, granted, he was under mind control. They got over him trying to kill them real quick.
Yeah, but I mean, again, he was under mind control.
Yeah,
like, he didn't know what he was trying to do, and he was like, I tried like killing you guys, and like he joins back, and then it's just like whoever the monsters are going to fight now shows up, and they're just like, you know, it's morphin time, and like the all six of them do the morph, and you get Tommy's morph for the first time.
Yeah,
where he's like, you know, doing the whole like animation with everybody, and like he's the first one. He's like Dragonzord. It's like, yeah, woo, yes, that was the best moment of the whole season.
My favorite moment was in episode 50, which is the return of an old friend, where he's fighting, he's fighting Goldar and all the putties, and he gets the coins because like they just play the Go Green Ranger song, like as his chest is like pulsating with like color and stuff, because Zordon's repowering him back up. Mm-hmm. He stands up, beats them all up, and like in slow motion, he reaches out and grabs the coins. That's my favorite part.
That's a good part.
I love that episode.
That's a worthy contender.
So moving on to the next part, what's your favorite fight?
Ooh.
What's your favorite fight scene of season one?
The one I always remember is when Tommy is the evil Green Ranger shows up in the Megazord and just busts in like FBI open up and beats the shit out and ejects all of them out of like the window of a Megazord. And it's like that's the best one to do. It's like yeah, because like the Green Ranger showed up. So I don't care if he's bad. He's the coolest dude here.
I do like a, like he beats them all up, and then Jason steps up and like, you want them to go through me? He's like, okay, pah!
Yeah, he's just like, get out of my way. Like, I'm the Green Ranger, damn it. I have a shield, you don't. I'm the coolest one here, and we all know it. That's my number one. Well,
seeing as how I figured that would be your number one, I picked a different fight for me.
That's not even a fight. It's just a beating.
I picked the Green with Evil part five, where it's the final fight between... Jason and Tommy.
That's like, a great.
Where Jason's unmorphed.
Ooh, that's a good one. And Tommy is morphed?
Yeah. Well, it's Jason versus Goldar, and then Tommy shows up, and then Goldar leaves, and then Jason has to fight Tommy, all while he's unmorphed in the Dark Dimension.
Is Tommy morphed, though?
Tommy is, yeah.
Oh, okay. So, yeah.
Yeah, so I thought that was really cool, because Jason shows that he could hold his own against even the powered-up people. But
he definitely knew his stuff.
Since I knew you would pick the other one, I picked
that. I just, that's like... Woo! Like, holy shit. Like, he just threw all of them out of that Megazord. All
right, we've talked about your favorite moment. What's the worst moment
in season one? The Billy and the fish thing. the whole episode.
Get bit by a fish.
Yeah, and he's like, sees like the fish, and he's like, ah! Like, he's like paralyzed with fear, and I'm like, stop it. You've been fighting all kinds of other weird monsters. You could take out the fish one. You got bit by a fish when you were a kid. Grow the fuck up, Billy. You need to cowboy up and get him. And then, you know, he overcomes the fear and he beats the snot out of the fish monster.
Well, my least favorite part was episode 25 where they faced basically it's Frankenstein.
Yeah.
Do you remember the Frankenstein? It just looks like a guy wearing like a top.
It's
like,
Frankenstein. It's Frankenstein. It's just big Frankenstein.
But the whole...
Like, but he gets taken out by the Dragon Zord in warrior mode.
Yeah, but the whole suit is just the guy in a suit with like a prosthetic on his head.
Yeah, it's just like...
it's like a really bad costume. Like
with the big, you know, tail spear shield thing.
That was, to me, that was the worst part. Like, I hated that monster. It was so dumb looking.
Oh, it was so stupid.
He just looked like a guy with a prosthetic on his head.
Are we going to do... Worst monsters?
Well, yeah, that's what I was going to do next. What's your top three monsters, though? Well, let's do your worst three first.
All right, so here's something I saw, because, I mean, I could read who the top three are.
Okay.
But I found, this is from Ranker, this is the top 25 worst Power Ranger monsters that were 290s for words. So I'll read a couple here. So number one was Mr. Tickle Sneezer.
The little elf guy?
Yeah. The comment here is easily the least threatening enemy of all time. Mr. Tickle Sneezer was a friendly elf who just kind of liked collecting large objects. Come on, Rita. It's like you're not even trying. Number two was Krabby Cabby.
Krabby Cabby. I don't remember that one.
Show you a picture.
Was that season one?
Yeah.
I don't think so.
Bro, look at the film. Like,
well, I mean, I think that was Turbo.
Nah. I don't know. Probably was. There's a little dude suit. Looks like some shit out of Mario Kart. Number three was Pipe Brain.
Let's see.
Straight out of a Microsoft 95 screensaver, this season two enemy was the worst. Was made from an old karate trophy and looks like a rejected dolly piece. Look at that bullshit.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
It'd be nice if they put, like, which season? Lip Cincher?
Let's see.
Was Lip Cincher? Was that season one? That looks like season
one.
That's season two. Yeah. Is it? Pudgy Pig. With the giant fork and the knife.
Yeah.
Look how stupid. Pudgy Pig might be the worst monster in Power Rangers history. He's a ravenous pig monster with the power to wipe out the Earth's entire food supply in 48 hours. He threatens the Rangers by crashing a food festival at the youth center. Pinoctopus.
Let's see. That was season one.
That was like a stupid one.
Yeah, it was dumb.
Yeah, let's see. How high would you have to be to come up with a giant pineapple octopus monster that dressed like a jester and called himself Pineapple the Clown? The writers of this season one MMPR episode know the exact answer to this question. Chunky Chicken?
Chunky Chicken was season one.
Chunky Chicken makes the cut on looks alone, pun intended. But his powers were actually badass. He used a pair of giant scissors to tear a hole in the fabric of time and space.
He did. He'd do that. He'd teleport, basically. He'd walk through and...
Babe Ruthless?
Let's see.
That's the no.
That's the guy with the bat face in it.
No, Babe Ruthless.
Yeah, that was season one. Yeah.
Oh my god! Look at this bullshit. Babe Ruthless was a giant baseball playing ogre with a baseball mitts for hands, ridiculous proportions, and the name of an uncreative drag queen, Frankenstein monster. Yep. Okay, seriously, were they even trying with this one? How is this not copyright infringement? Photomare? Before the era of cell phones, we couldn't easily delete photos, so nothing was more horrifying than a bad Polaroid photo. Say cheese to Photomare. That looks season one-y.
No, that wasn't. It was season two.
How do you just remember? Showbiz Monster?
Because well, I researched this stuff, Tom.
I know, good for you. Do you remember Showbiz Monster?
What does it look like? That wasn't season one. I don't know what season it was. But
it doesn't tell me. Eye Guy?
Eye Guy was season one.
Eye Guy is easily one of the most ridiculous enemies from Mighty Morphin Power Rangers. This classic season one enemy is basically a salamander mummy costume covering in foam eyeballs. Also, his name is Eye Guy. Terror Toad?
That was season one because he gets like the ranger's faces on his stomach when he eats them.
Yeah, it shows in the picture. He could turn the rangers into energy balls using an invisible energy tongue that came out of his horn for some reason, then actually swallowing them with his real tongue. Gnarly Gnome.
What was that one?
It's a gnarly gnome, Mitch, obviously.
Oh, yep, that was the first one. You know how they beat him?
How?
He was invisible. They got him to take off his shoe and switch his shoes on his different feet to where he became visible.
Huh.
They tricked him into doing that.
Not only did Gnarly Gnome cash in on the troll craze of the 90s. He also hypnotized people with his accordion, just like Weird Al Yankovic. Spitflower?
Yeah. No.
Spitflower is just awful. He's not even a flower. He's an insect who eats flowers. And he looks like he was made out of leftover parts from, like, sex.
Well.
Polluticorn.
That was the guy. He was kind of bluish with the, yeah.
He looks like Mecha Godzilla, but they just like went nuts. Polluticorn is a mutant unicorn sent to Earth to litter the planet into extinction, but the Rangels stopped him with the power of recycling. That was number 6. I might as well go through. Shell Shock.
I love Shell Shock.
It's a blatant ripoff of Toka, the mutant snapping turtle from Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
Yeah.
He looks so much. Samurai Fan Man.
I hated that one.
As you guessed it, a giant samurai who uses a fan as a weapon for some reason instead of a sword. Oh, and he carried around a giant jug with another dimension inside, you know, like you do. Cardiatron?
Oh, yeah, that's like a little.
Yeah, I remember that one. I remember that one. That was from season one.
Yeah.
It's a heart instead of a brain, and that's legally. Robotigoat. Robogoat.
Oh, that's season two, yeah.
Robogoat just looks... All right, Robogoat was the last one. But Robogoat's kind of like... What? Oh, wait a minute. They said it was 25. That was only 20.
Oh.
I feel cheated. I feel like I was lied to. That's more than enough.
In my bottom three was the Cyclops, which basically he just turned into the other Megazords.
Yeah, it's kind of lame.
And he was just all gray with an eye.
That's cheap.
And then you had the Samurai Fan Man. I hated that because it was the whole episode... Kimberly's stuck in this little barrel thing that he has. It's the other dimension.
The other dimension that he just carries with him.
It's like got nasty water in the bottom. She's just standing there in the whole thing.
Help!
And the one I hated the most, because I thought it was the dumbest one, was the Wheel of Misfortune. Basically, it was like a spin wheel.
Yeah!
That just had spikes on it.
Yeah! Like,
there was no monster. It had no voice. Nothing. It just spun around, and the Dragonzord had to fight it. It was nothing.
The monsters were really hit and miss in season one and apparently season two.
Now, my top three monsters, what was yours?
Tell me your top three.
My top three was King Sphinx.
Yes. Yeah.
My second one was Nasty Knight. I just liked his design. He's the one
that
Zach had to fight. And then technically, it's not necessarily a monster, but Cyclopsis, the Zord of Goldar's. That was my number one.
Now, does Goldar being big count?
I excluded Goldar. If not, he'd be in there.
I'd say the Sphinx.
Okay.
Was it King Sphinx?
King Sphinx, yeah.
King Sphinx. Pudgy Pig. Just because he's just so memorable. He's the worst and the best. He's doing it both.
Yeah.
And I can't. Who was the one who could, make copies of themselves? It was the girl who had like the weird, like long, like hammerhead shark head.
I don't remember that one.
I remember it from season one.
I don't remember.
I'm pretty sure it was season one. I hope it's on season two.
I don't know.
It might be season two.
I don't know.
It might be season two.
But I had a couple of honorable mentions, which was Shell Shock with the traffic light on his back.
Well, who was the one who was like good and was just like confused about everything? And
Tickle
like,
Sneezer.
That was Tickle Sneezer, yeah. Because he ended up like being like, "Oh yeah, we're cool," and like they shake hands and he just like, goes off and Tickle Sneezes.
My other one was Bones. I think it's like the first monster they fight that's not Goldar or something like that. Mm. But like you kill him and he would like fall apart and his bones would just come back together. And
that's pretty cool.
That he had like his own henchmen. Like he took him to another dimension and it wasn't putties. It was like these skeleton looking guys.
That was pretty neat.
That he had to fight in his
He's
own.
He's got his own entourage?
Yeah, pretty much.
That's pretty cool. Because none of the other guys really did.
But yeah, it was pretty cool. I enjoyed them. But this was kind of our review of season one. I took a poll because we did our top five seasons pre-doing the podcast, like what we already liked. But I took a poll because in that episode we talked about ours. Mm-hmm. I wanted to see what the community's was. And out of our audience, what do you think was the number one?
Ooh. Out of all seasons of Power Rangers.
Out of all seasons.
Zeo.
No.
Damn it.
Zeo was number two.
Oh, right? Zeo was two?
Yeah. Mighty Morphin was number one.
I figured Mighty Morphin. I was hoping it'd be Zeo.
With 66 votes.
So Zio's two.
Zio is two with 19 votes.
In Space has got to be three.
Zio and In Space were tied with 19 votes.
Oh, okay.
Two. SPD was number, three-ish, four.
Really, SPD?
Yeah, it was number six, had 16 votes.
Okay.
Then Dino Thunder, which is the one where Tommy comes back.
It's the black dino right
now. It had 14. Wild Force had 13.
Hey, Wild Force.
That's the one with Forever Red in it.
So. Yeah, that's it. Hey,
also, they had Zenaku, which is one of the coolest bad guys.
Yeah.
Then Time Force was, had 12 votes, and Lost Galaxy had 10. And then everybody, all the other seasons had like one or two.
So what about In Space?
Well, In Space was tied with Zio for number two.
Oh, okay.
With 19.
All right. Turbo didn't make the cut, did it?
No. There wasn't. It actually was close, but Lost Galaxy beat it out. And if it didn't have 10, I didn't count.
I mean, Lost Galaxy is better than Turbo.
If it didn't have 10 votes, I didn't include it in our speech here. But.
I mean, what I blow my nose into is better than Turbo.
Except for the Phantom Ranger.
Yeah, the Phantom Ranger, yes, was cool. Isn't Zenaku, he's the wolf guy?
And, yeah, in Wild Force. That actually becomes the Sixth Ranger.
Yeah, and they had to, like, free him from the mask.
Yeah.
That's also pretty cool. He looked really cool. And then he showed up and beat the ever-loving snot all of them. And then took, like, half their Zords, but he already had three.
Yeah.
And he could make his own Megazord, and he was just like, sup?
Well, he was the second bad guy that becomes good that would play the flute. If you like this, we're going to do some other kind of things too, but
we're not.
We're going to review season two next. I want to kind of work our way through the series as we go.
I mean, best moment of season two when they get the dinosaurs for the first, or the Thunder Megazords for the first time.
But we'll be doing
Thunder Sword Power,
season two next time we record. We have a couple other things that'll be coming out in between now and then. So
I'm not going to lie. Nothing sounded cooler than Zach. Going just like Mastodon, Lion, Thunder, Sword Power. It's like, yeah.
I mean, I did like Tyrannosaurus. T-Rex, Lion, or T-Rex, Dragon, Thunder, Sword Power.
Mm-hmm. Tyrannosaurus, Red Dragon, Thunder, Sword Power.
I like that one.
I mean, the lamest shit, though, was like Triceratops, Unicorn. It's like, aw.
Poor Billy.
Poor Billy.
They could have given him the Griffin and let it be blue.
I know. It's like, Sabertooth, Tiger, Griffin, Thunder. It's like, that's cool.
Yeah.
Or what, Crane,
Pterodactyl,
Firebird. That sounds cool. And then Tommy had the White Tiger Zord.
It would have been cool if they had a Dragon Zord, a White Tiger Zord, Thunder Zord power. That'd have been cool.
I mean, it didn't really matter, but I mean, an interesting bit was like you had like the Dragon Zord. The Dragon Zord can go toe to toe with most people, but to warrior mode, it needed three other Zords.
Yeah,
it needed the Mastodon, Sabertooth, and Triceratops.
Yeah.
Whereas the White Tiger Zord could go into warrior mode without any other swords.
Or it could add, if it wanted to.
Or it could do the fall on. And then you had the Red Dragon in warrior mode.
That was actually pretty cool, too, to have him have his own.
With the, the spinning hand with the staff. And, like, the cool little, swoop back helmet. Like, he's like a gun, like from Gondor or something.
Yeah.
That was, like, that's pretty neat. That's pretty cool.
But, that's what we have for this episode. Tune in. We'll have a... I'm going to tell you, we're going to have like a little special, like character focused episodes mm-hmm. of Jason and Billy coming up mm-hmm. also. So tune in for those.
Or don't. But it'd be a lot cooler if you did.
They'll probably be a little bit shorter because it's just going to be about that one character.
Mm-hmm.
And then,
so. It's just going to be an overview.
Yeah. But
a biography, if you will.
A biography.
It's morphin' time.
But yeah, you know.
I thought that was the outro. You hit the button. I was like, all right, I guess that was it. But, fuck me.
Well,
I don't want to talk. I didn't want to keep talking anyway.
Tune into our social media on Instagram,
yep.
TikTok, YouTube, mm-hmm. or Twitter, which is at this or at the Power Is On Pod. Mm-hmm. I was about to say the other podcast. or you can tune us on Facebook on the Power Is
the
On.
The other show we do.
But you know, let us know.
It's a pornography review.
I haven't told Tom, but I'm going to kind of make our YouTube stuff into a visual medium as well, where it'll have, you know, what we're talking about, but then I'll also put pieces of the episodes that mm-hmm. we're talking about or the characters we're talking about in the background. So you can kind of see stuff as you're listening on.
Do you have a life other than doing all this?
Huh?
Like, do you have a life other than doing it? Like, how much time is that going to take you?
I've got time.
You got, okay.
But, yeah, so.
Just making sure.
Log in, you know.
Because our action figures at a couch idea didn't work.
Well, that took a lot longer because I had to take individual pictures and all that stuff. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, just let us know what you think about our stuff on social media. Log in. If you enjoy our podcast, make sure to tell others. Mm-hmm. Word of mouth is the best way to spread it. So if you like it, share it with others on your social media.
And if you don't like it, we're an acquired taste. Keep listening so you like it.
Yeah, you'll eventually grow to love us.
You'll think about us while you sleep.
We're great.
Goodbye.
Bye.
The world is very lucky to have you, and so am I. May the power protect you, always.
Come back.
You have to pee all the time!